Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is a free-for-all Friday. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. The Saints don't play this week. So Tulane's off this week too, right? I don't think Tulane played. I think their next game is with Army. That's coming up for the, what, ACC championship? Tulane having a great year. And then I can't believe they went to Annapolis last weekend and shut out Navy 35-0 on Senior Day. And the build-up to that game was all this talk about how on Senior Day, Navy always wins. It's like they have a tradition for winning on Senior Day because it's a senior's last game. And you know, most of those seniors are not going to go on to the NFL. You know, Roger Staubach was a quarterback for Navy, and he went on to be a great quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. But there are not many. I'm sure there are a few, and some of you may know the other players, but there are not many NFL players that come out of Navy. You know, and these are people who are trained in our military. I mean, they're trained to kill. They're trained to protect our country. And, they're not necessarily football players. So anyway, they have most of them have different goals in mind. So Senior Day is a big deal because for most of them, it's the last time that they're going to play a football at any kind of high level. So Senior Day is a big deal. And Navy, and Tulane went and shut out Navy 35-0 last week. So really, really awesome for Tulane. And Coach Summerall is doing a hell of a job with the Green Wave. And, I can't wait for that game against Army. That is going to be a great, great matchup. Listen, let me remind you that if you would like to go to the Saints game against the Los Angeles Rams, this is coming up Sunday at the Caesars Superdome next Sunday. Saints have a bye week this week. You can win 2 premium tickets. And when I say premium tickets, I mean, these are not like stuck up in the upper level of the terrace level. Not that there's anything wrong with those seats. Sometimes I like it up there because it gets kind of rowdy. But these are premium tickets to the game, plus you get a pair of passes to the VIP tailgate party from Bullseye Event Group. Open bar, premium liquor, and great food from celebrity chef Aaron May. It overlooks Champion Square and the Dome. You just go there and you have some great liquor, have some great food, and you just walk over to the Dome. And, even though it costs for those who don't win tickets, you might want to look into this and go to the VIP tailgate party anyway. It's a great, really, it's a great way to start your Sunday before a game. You can go there and enjoy all of that, and then you don't have to spend so much money when you get to the Dome. But, you might win tickets. And all you have to do is go to our website, wwl.com/contest, register to win. And good luck, Saints and the L.A. Rams. And that's from Dudley DeBosier, the official injury lawyers of the New Orleans Saints, and Saints Radio, WWL. Again, just go to our website, wwl.com/contest, and register to win. All right, AAA says that there will be an estimated 71.7 million Americans traveling Thanksgiving week. Now, how do they narrow that down? 71.7. It's not 71.6, 71.7. And an additional 1.3 million travelers will be on the road compared to last year. So 1.3 million more this year than last year, and 570 will have some kind of car trouble. So we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. There is an event coming up at Rockin' Bowl, and I want to share this with you. It's coming up on Sunday. It's a tribute to Luther Kent. It's a fundraiser. Deacon John's going to be there. Trick Bag and more. And also, Paul Verisco and the Milestones are going to perform. And Paul joins us on WWL. Paul, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good. You know, when you perform at Rockin' Bowl, it's always packed. This is a really great cause, raising money for Luther Kent's widow. $20 minimum donation at the door, and 100% of all the proceeds will benefit Luther's widow. And if anybody wants more information, they can go to the website, rockinbowl.com. And listen, whenever you guys play, you draw one hell of a crowd. And so this should be a fun Sunday. And a lot of people are taking next week off. So it's going to be a Sunday where some people are not going to have to worry about going to work on Monday.
Yeah. So we hope so. And again, you know, my thanks to you for letting me talk about the event. As you said, it's a great cause. We all love Luther. And as soon as I got the phone call from Johnny Vodanovich, are you willing to help? It was an immediate yes. What a great talent, and we miss him so much. So it's a tribute to him and his legacy, but also it's a chance for us to give back to him and his family. And, you know, there are some needs, and we're excited that that Johnny Blanchard was so gracious to let us host it at the Rockin' Bowl. And we have a great lineup. We're very excited about it. And I hope that everybody listening, or many of you listening, can come out on Sunday and support this event.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, look, especially if you're a boomer, or if you're into Cougars, if you're younger and into Cougars, you're going to find a lot of people. You're going to find a lot of people there. And there'll be a lot of reasons to slow dance and to dance. And, you know, Paul does a great job doing Chicago, has a great, great horn section. And I just, you know, I love seeing people that I have occasionally seen over the years at clubs. I mean, a lot of these people are the people that were going to the clubs back in the 80s, like the Park and Fairman's and Confetti and Senor Frogs. I mean, these people were like active back then, and they're still going out. And a lot of those people are going to be at this event Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Now, I'll take even farther back. There are people that, when I grew up, Sacred Heart Dances on Saturday, St. Anthony, the Sands Lounge, and those kind of, and Natels, that they go back pretty far. And you're right. All those people that were going to the places you mentioned have been, you know, gracious enough to come out. And the beauty of it is, even though they may be a little older, they're still living life. They want to come out and dance and see people and have fun.
Yeah, and you know, in a lot of ways, some of them are still looking for the same thing they were looking for back then. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. It's okay.
That's absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, it's
whatever the reason, just come and have fun. And in this case, support a good cause as well.
Yeah. It's always great when you can have fun and support a good cause at the same time. And then Deacon John, Deacon John is such a legend, and he's got a hell of a voice. He still can sing.
He is. You know, Deacon and I go back. We wrote in the 60s, maybe 3 to 5 songs together. So we've been knowing each other for a long time. And we call ourselves brothers in the true sense. And he's very excited. His birthday was the same day as Luther's. So, and he knew Luther when he was Duke Royal. They go back a long time. And he, as all of us did, say, yes, I'd love to do this. And I'm excited to be able to perform with him on Sunday.
That's really cool. All right, Paul Verisco and the Milestones and Deacon John and Trick Bag, they're going to all be performing. It starts at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, 3 to 7. And look, I'm telling you, if you're interested in just a fun crowd and just having fun, I've been to several Paul Verisco shows at Rockin' Bowl, and it's just fun. And it's a great group of people. And These people go way back to the partiers of the 80s, doing the club scene, and it's fun for them to get out and still have an excuse to do it. And I mean, some are still married, still together after all these years, which is very admirable. You know, you and your wife, Jill, are still together, which is a very admirable thing, and you guys are a great couple. But, you know, there's some people who are not a couple, and they, you know, you never know who you're going to meet. So it's a fun event. It benefits the Luther Kent widow, which is a great thing. And again, minimum $20 donation at the door. Don't look at it as admission. Look at it as a $20 donation.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Paul.
Thanks again. I appreciate your time, as always. You've been a good friend to me. Thank you.
All right, Paul. I'll try to see you Sunday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Here was a big song that Paul Frisco did back in the 60s. And this was a national hit. I mean, this was on the radio. And Paul's going to sing this Sunday afternoon. Oh, man, I remember many times at like a CYO dance, slow dancing to this song with some girl that I had met. And she only danced with me once. But anyway, this is a great song. Paul Frisco and the Milestones. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. This is one of my favorite Three Dog Night songs, and I remember seeing Three Dog Night several times at the Loyola Fieldhouse back in the 70s. And when these guys were on top, man, they were one of the biggest bands in the country. They were huge. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day, in 1942, Floyd Sneed, the drummer for Three Dog Night, was born in Alberta, Canada. He died last year. What was interesting about Floyd Sneed is that he was African-American, and Three Dog Night was white. They had an African-American drummer. And, you know, this was the late 60s, and things were far from settled when it comes to civil rights. And the Civil Rights Act had been signed in 1964, so things were still very unstable. And so here's this white rock band traveling around with this black drummer. And I talked to Chuck Negron about that, and I asked him about, you know, here you were in the late 60s, a very different time for race relations, and it had to present a challenge for you because you had a black drummer. And race was an issue at the time.
Yeah, it was. And as you said, it was a different time. When we started touring in 68, you know, we drove everywhere. And it was very hard to watch how our drummer was treated. You know, a black man walking into restaurants and, mm-hmm. in certain areas of the country and just going, you can come in, he can't. Or hotels, you can stay, he can't. You know, what? I mean, because we all come from big cities. We didn't deal with that. You know, it's like, I'd never seen that before. And thank God he was a gracious, he's Canadian. So he just was a special man that, not that we ever let him go, you know, leave the restaurant. We left with him or left the hotel. But he didn't, you know, get crazy or anything. He just told us, because we'd get upset, Chuck, you know, come on, let's go. We'll just go. You know, we don't have to.
So you guys stuck together.
Oh yeah. Matter of fact, we went to one restaurant, and I won't mention where it was, but anyway, and they just said, you know, okay, you can say he's got to go, and they wrote the whole band's there. I'm going, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm going on and I'm going on, and all of a sudden I see these guys getting up. I'm going, okay, yeah, come on. And I turn around, the guys are gone. I was standing by myself.
Wow.
they were only back in the car.
That's funny. You know, Chuck was a big guy, though. But, I mean, you know, that wasn't that long ago. You know, the music that you hear, that wasn't that long ago. And so that kind of treatment of African Americans, it wasn't like the days of slavery. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, this is part of my lifetime. It's the part of every boomer's lifetime. And here was this band with this African-American drummer. And, you know, can you imagine? You know, you guys can stay, but he has to go? I mean, can you imagine people actually saying that? And why? Because of the color of his skin? You know, that never made sense to me. Anyway, Floyd Snead, drummer for Three Dog Night, would have been 82 years old today, but he passed away last year. I'm Scoot on the air. It's a free-for-all Friday. We've had just had a fun and relaxed Friday. We're going to get to some of your texts here in just a moment. I told you that I would tell you just a little bit about AAA talking about how they're planning on rescuing over 500,000 stranded drivers during the Thanksgiving week of traveling. They're anticipating an estimated 71.7 million Americans on the road, 1.3 million more than last year. So here are some things to think about. Check your tires. In fact, my tire light came on last night, and I had to check my tires. Every one of my tires was like 2 to 4 pounds of air lower than it should be. And I filled up all the tires, and man, my new car drives like a new car. I mean, it drives even better than it did. I just did this last night. So make sure your tires are inflated to the right pounds, because uninflated, underinflated tires, you know, this is the number one reason for blowouts. Check your battery. The average car battery life is 3 to 5 years. If your engine is slow to start, or if the lights dim when you start it, your battery might be close to being dead. Listen to and feel the brakes. If you feel vibration, if you hear a grounding sound, your brakes might need to be replaced. Replace your windshield wipers if they're not cleaning the windshield properly, and replenish the windshield cleaner. You know, make sure that you when you do the spritz on the windshield, make sure that you've got water in there. Top off your engine oil and other fluids like your coolant, your brake transmission, and power steering fluids. Check all of that kind of stuff. Replenish your emergency kit. And AAA recommends that you have a cell phone charger, a flashlight, extra batteries, first aid supplies, drinking water, non-perishable snacks for people and pets, a car battery booster cable, in case your battery goes dead, somebody might come along and not have booster cables, so get those booster cables and have those with you. Emergency flares or reflectors, a rain poncho, in case you have to go out in the rain, a basic toolkit, duct tape, gloves, shop rags, and a bottle of Jack Daniels. These are all things that AAA is, okay, I threw in the last part. But check all of those things before you head out on the road. And, you know, for a lot of people, this weekend is going to be the beginning of traveling for a long Thanksgiving holiday week next week. A lot of people are going to be working until, say, Wednesday, but a lot of people do take the entire week off. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, I have a topic idea. Gen Z and Gen Alpha slang terms. One could read them out, and the other could guess what they mean. And then the person reading them could tell the other person what it actually means.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I'm sure that I wouldn't guess many of them.
How about skibbity? You know what skibbity means?
I've heard it, but I don't know what it means.
I don't know. It came from some weird YouTube thing. Ask your local Zoomer about skibbity toilet. That's some weird YouTube thing.
I think it's
thing.
Bad, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be skibbity.
Is skibbity bad?
I think it was
just like an exclamation, like Yahoo or whatever. Just like, skibbity.
If you say somebody like skibbity, I don't think you want to be skibbity.
But you know about Riz.
Riz is... what is Riz? Don't tell me.
Okay.
Riz is the new coach of the Saints. Riz.
Yes. Yes, but also no. Riz is good. You want to have Riz. Harry Styles has big Riz. Riz is charisma.
Charisma, Riz. Mm-hmm. Okay, charisma. Yeah. You know, I knew it was one of those things, but I couldn't pull it up in my brain now.
That's okay. Well, you got a couple decades of slang terms in there.
Riz.
Yeah.
Charisma, yeah.
What was like the boomer slang that you were using back in the day?
I'm too embarrassed to even say.
Oh, come on.
Well, you know, very early on it was, oh man, that's really groovy. Groovy.
Groovy is cool.
Yeah, I mean, that was sort of like, you know, groovy. Like, I mean, our parents, you know, they didn't know what we meant. We said groovy. They kind of knew what we meant, but it wasn't groovy. It wasn't their word. It was our word. If you saw an attractive female, she was foxy.
Oh, yeah, foxy. Yeah, I know about
she's
foxy.
She's foxy.
Yeah. You know, in the UK, they call them birds.
Birds.
That's a foxy bird.
Oh, okay.
Weird. Who is responsible for tubular? What generation was that?
I think that's probably X.
Yeah.
Maybe young boomer to X.
Yeah.
Tubular.
Was that like skate culture, like skateboarding, like tubular?
Maybe
skating.
It
whatever.
Might be. I think that would be X. And then there was a time going postal. You know, there were so many postal shootings that meant going crazy.
Yeah. Back when mass shootings were limited to postal offices.
Yeah, far out. That was another one that, my generation. Oh, man, that's far out, man. Far out.
Man, I grew up in southwestern Colorado, and the first time that I was hanging out with teenagers from Santa Fe, New Mexico, they said everything was ill. They're like, ill. Oh, man, that's so ill. This cheeseburger is so ill, dude. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? Strange. Here's a text that says, hey, it's Free for All Friday. Scoot, can you please address locals flying through red lights? I'm an Uber driver, and I see this happen all day and night. Today, there was a pickup with children in the back, and they flew through the red light. Something's going to happen. Really serious.
Yeah, something is going to happen. I don't know who you people think you are, but don't do it. Stop doing it. I mean, I cautiously, when the light turns green, sometimes I get a honk. Because I'm not moving right away. I'm going to look both ways, particularly at the way the traffic is coming, before I move. Do not just take off at a green light because there are a lot of idiots out there. And I love giving the example of you've got kids in the truck and you're going through a red light. You know, and if you get into an accident, are you going to cry if your kids die? Well, if you're going to cry if your kids die, then why don't you not run the red light in the first place? But there's a lot of red light running. It's getting more and more prominent. You're not going to get there that faster if you run the red light. So when the light turns yellow, be prepared to stop. At some point, when the light is yellow, you need to keep going. Because if you slam on your brakes, you could cause an accident. But clearly, lights are red and people are running red lights. And it's really a terrible thing. And I do not take off at a green light anymore.
Also, don't have your blinker on if you're not turning. I almost got waxed last night on St. Claude Avenue because a big black Sprinter van was coming down with their right blinker on, indicating that they were about to turn right.
Yeah.
There was no other traffic coming, so I like scooted out a little bit, and then they boom, just went right past me. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, the other thing is, did you know that you can turn right on red? Sometimes there's a sign that says no right on red, but I cannot believe the number of people that sit there like buffoons and don't turn right on red.
I'll give you two more quick ones. Darren on the North Shore is listening today. He says, hey, ask Scoot if he knows anything about the civil defense shelter that was on Canal Boulevard.
Yes.
Okay.
I pass it every day.
Really?
I pass it every day.
It's way up there.
Yeah, it's very close to the lake, and it's covered with grass, and this was like an area where, the mayor and city officials were going to go in there, and they were going to run the city from inside this bunker that was going to be, the best place to be if there was some kind of nuclear attack.
In case of a nuclear attack.
Yeah, so if you drive, you get, when you're on West End Boulevard, and you get close to the light there at the corner of Allen Tucson Boulevard and West End Boulevard. Uh-huh. Right before you get there, before that subdivision, if you look over to your left, there's this big mound. And what that is that's a civil defense
shelter.
Shelter covered in grass.
Well, hot damn. Today I learned something. Yeah. I'll leave you with this one. We've been talking about your grandmother's black Jell-O recipe all day today. This text says, who likes Jell-O? Not many people. It reminds me of being in the hospital.
Wow. I've been in the hospital a couple of times, and, they have Jell-O.
Yeah, they got Jell-O in there.
But see, I don't discriminate. I'm not going to discriminate because I had a bad experience with Jell-O. I'm not going to discriminate against all Jell-O because I had a bad experience. Because all Jell-Os are not the same. There's hospital Jell-O. But you should not judge all Jell-O by the fact that some Jell-O is hospital Jell-O.
I'm going to go ahead and make an educated guess here that the Jell-O you get in hospitals is not name brand Jell-O. You know what I mean? That's going to be like Cisco Jell-O or,
Yeah, probably.
Uncle Jim's discount Jell-O or whatever,
Not Jell-O.
They're not giving you their best.
But don't discriminate. You have a bad experience with hospital Jell-O and you're going to pass judgment on all Jell-O? That's what's wrong with this country.
Bigots.
All right, we're going to come back with more. Very sad day on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar. On this day last year, Jean Knight passed away. Natural causes, she was 80 years old. In 1971, Jean Knight had a huge hit. It was number one on the rock, on the Billboard R&B charts, number two on the Hot 100 chart, Mr. Big Stuff. Big hit in 1971. Jean Knight passed away on this day last year. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right. It's Friday afternoon. This will soon turn into what? Friday night.
Damn.
Oh, man, dude. Ian found out that tubular is surfing lingo because you hit the tube. You know, when the wave curls over.
Makes
the
tube.
A tube.
And you just shoot it right through the tube and get pitted.
Dude, man. And if I get to go tubular, man, it's like so rad. It's so rad. That was another one. Rad. Radical.
Do you ever try it?
Surfing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When? You lived a couple times. Mobile or whatever,
right? A couple times. Yeah, in Florida. Couple times in Florida on the Atlantic side of Florida.
All right, cool guy.
I did a few times. You know, I wasn't great at it, but the waves were not that big. And, you know, I was not a skateboarder. If you're a skateboarder, you can pick up that, a lot easier.
Yeah, it's like I always say, if you can't learn to do something well, learn to enjoy doing it poorly.
Well, that's right. All right, so if you're planning to go to Wicked, which opens up in movie theaters today, don't sing. AMC theaters are telling you no talking, no texting, no wailing, no singing, no flirting, and absolutely no name-calling. And this is all designed to create their longstanding policy that prohibits any disruptive behavior and to create a nice environment for everybody around. So apparently some people are going to want to sing at Wicked, and they're being asked by AMC Studios not to sing. Unless it's like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, there are movies where there might be songs that you know the words to, but I don't know. Maybe there's something in particular about Wicked that causes people to want to sing, but singing in a movie theater is not something that I've ever had a problem with when it comes to other people. Talking, yes. And by the way, no, don't use your cell phone. I don't care if it's on silent. When you hit your cell phone, you know, this could be a really key moment in a movie. Guess what? The front of your cell phone lights up. And if you're in front of me, you know, it's a distraction. So if you have to use the phone or if your phone rings and you have to answer it, just go outside. I mean, you're not paying attention to the movie anyway. So just be respectful. And I guess that's the biggest part of cell phone use or things like that in a movie theater, is that it just goes to show you that there are so many people around us who just really are not very considerate of others. And that's always bothersome. All right. It's Friday. All right. We're going to come back to wrap up the show. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL. All right, man, what a great week. What a great show today. I remind you to join me on the extension to our show here, Scoot on the Air Facebook, and I would love to for you to become part of that. I'll be posting some stuff over the weekend, and I want to post this picture of this trans man, and I want you to take a look at this person. Do you want this person in the ladies' room? All right, that's going to be coming up. Coming up next, it's the Fans and the Pro with Deuce and Hoss. They'll have a lot to talk about. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Joe Cardosi, and I thank you for being part of the show. Have a great weekend. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.